I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, guys, it's the silly Shagadelic season, and we thought we'd come back with a very little special Christmas gift all for you guys. This is our Christmas special for the year. Because it's Christmas time, we thought we should look at a Christmas movie. Technically, the movie we will be talking about is a Christmas movie. And one of the other reasons we decided to talk about it is, as you know, Christmas heralds the birth of the Messiah in the southern religion. And we thought that we should talk about the birth of the current Messiah that we are prophesizing in our very own religion, the religion of comedy. So here is that very special episode all about you. We also do some Breaking Myers news, not to be confused with Brecken Myers news, where we talk about the replacement of Bryan Singer as the director of the Queen biopic Bohemian Rhapsody, which of course will be starring Mike Myers in a role totally undisclosed at the moment. So at the time of recording this, we didn't know who the replacement would be. So we did talk about who we would hope it would be. Unfortunately, our pick didn't make the cut, but I will report to you now who the new director of Bohemian Rhapsody is. Dexter Fletcher, who is probably best remembered as an actor from such things as Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, the HBO series Band of Brothers, and movies like Stardust. He's very cool, and he's also directed a few movies before. He directed the wonderful Eddie the Eagle from just last year, I believe, and a couple of other films as well. So I think this is a pretty interesting choice. So we wish them a very Merry Christmas on the set of Bohemian Rhapsody, especially to Mr. Mike Myers. Mike, if you're listening to this, please do our podcast, for goodness sake. That's all I could want for Christmas. But horny babies, we want you to have a Merry Christmas as well, and a happy, horny New Year. We want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, and whatever you're celebrating, make sure it's Shagadelic, or Excellent, or Shrexcellent. We'll be talking to you guys very soon in the new year. We've got some fun ideas that we want to do with Mic Check, and we might have some other podcast ideas in the mix as well. So keep track of us. We love you guys very much. Thanks so much for supporting us. You guys are honestly make me so proud to be a maniac with a Mike Myers themed podcast.
It's Mic Check. It's Mic Check. The podcast by Mike Myers. Woo 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 woo.
And we're clear.
One, two, three. We wish you a horny Christmas. We wish you a horny Christmas. We wish you a horny Christmas and a Shagadelic New Year, baby.
Excuse me. That really did knock it out of me then.
Well, let's knock it right back in and then knock it right out of the park on an all-new episode of Mic Check.
It is our Christmas special, horny babies, and we decided to do something a little bit special.
A little bit isn't that special.
Yes, indeed.
A little bit nice, a little bit strange, a little bit unusual, a little bit like butter, if I can be honest. We're doing a very, what are we calling it?
This is our very horny... Wait, what's it called?
A very horny chimichangmas.
A very horny chimichangmas. And this idea rushed to me. Alexi Toliopoulos, one of the hosts of Mic Check with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. And I texted the other host of this podcast, who is...
Cameron James of Mic Check with Cameron James and Alexi Toliopoulos. and you texted me at the stroke of midnight.
Yes.
And I was having a little stroke of my own.
Your own stroke. And I knew we're synced up. Our jerk-off tables are synced up, so I knew that you would be feeling horny at around the same time I was. Absolutely, you would be. And one of the horniest ideas ever came into my mind.
That's right. You texted me, and I looked. My phone lit up, but I said, I can't look at it just yet.
Give me a freaking minute.
Just give me one freaking minute while I throw myself a freaking bone.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. And I finished up, and then I looked at the phone, and lo and behold, text message from you that said, all it said was, a very horny chimichangmas. And I knew instinctively what you meant.
And I meant, let's freaking talk about Deadpool, the merc with the freaking mouth,
let's
dude.
Do freaking Deadpool for freaking Christmas, dude.
Freaking hell. We finally did it. We freaking talked about Deadpool.
And so that's what we're going to do today. This entire episode is about the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Deadpool.
Freaking Deadpool.
Just for you motherfuckers listening. You
the
know
merc
I mean?
With the mouth. The jerk with the gurk.
The fucking hitman who don't give a shit, man. And other various ones that we'll come up with. So we're going to do that for you today. We're going to talk all about Deadpool, why he's the best, why he's the funniest cunt that ever walked this earth.
We're going to talk about why we believe that in the grand scheme of things, and by grand scheme of things, I mean the lineage of comedy messiahs, that it went from Austin Powers down to Borat, from the movie Borat. And the long subtitle that goes, cultural learnings for make benefit, glorious nation of Kazakhstan.
Two, who was after Borat?
Well, after Borat, I reckon there was a dearth.
You reckon there was a bit of a dry period there. Personally believe Dirty Grandpa picked up some of the slack.
He may have snuck in there a little bit. He may have snuck in. I think there were a few false messiahs out there.
Absolutely.
That gained huge followings.
But you believe that Deadpool is the next in line for the comedy messiah throne.
Yes.
And I'm with you right there, and that's what we're going to talk about.
And that's the
today.
Main difference between our religion, comedy, and the religion of other people, such as Christianity. Christianity, you know, Jesus is painted as a messiah who actually did not favor flashy things.
Sure.
Comedy, it's a fucking throne, dude.
It's a throne.
It's a throne, man. It's huge. It's shaped like freaking Groucho Marx's glasses. And you sit on the nose, man. You sit on the freaking nose.
Excellent. Now, before we get into Deadpool, you know what I reckon we should do?
We should party on, baby.
Party on with a little bit of Breaking Myers news.
Yes, there is Breaking Myers news, now, not to be confused.
Sorry, when you say Breaking Myers.
I know, honestly, when I say Breaking Myers.
It sounds a lot like...
I'm talking about Breckin Myers.
Breckin Meyer, the actor.
Yeah.
Who famously starred in 54.
Alongside...
Famously nearly got his dong slobbed on by Steve Rubell.
Yeah, played by Michael Myers.
Yeah. No, you're talking about Michael Myers... Breaking Michael Myers news.
Yes. We got us on a Halloween update, baby. Yeah, and that actually was one of the scariest things that ever happened in Hollywood. Was there was one day where they expected to film the scene with Mike Myers playing Steve Rubell in 54. They actually called the wrong guy, and they got a 7-foot-tall serial killer,
Gregor
Williams, shot in the face as a mask, and he tried to freaking...
Tried to kill everyone who was rooting?
He tried to kill everyone. He's like, oh man. He went wild.
Yeah, in 54, famously, he would have gone crazy.
Famously, he hates it when people have sex.
Hates
That's
that
why
shit.
He slits them up.
Yeah, whereas me, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
If I walk into a room and people are rooting, I'm not going to stab them. I'm like, hey, can I join in? And they go, nah, it's just us. And I go,
mind if I stab?
I go, hey. Me respect, and then I leave the room. But this is Breaking Myers news.
Yeah, Breaking Myers news. We're talking about news related to Mike Myers, who is an actor, a comedian, a funny man, author of the book Canada by Mike Myers, and also the subject of the podcast Mike Check for the most part. We adore the guy, and which makes it sad for me to see that there has been some tarnish on his eventual comeback to the big screen.
Yeah, this was really upsetting. So we've been looking forward to and very much pimping the return of Mike to our screen in the upcoming Queen biopic.
Called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Which was to be directed by Bryan Singer. But as of a few days ago, we've learned that Bryan Singer has stepped down or been removed.
He was fired.
So I heard that he asked for time off. Or he requested a hiatus.
Or he just took it.
Because he wanted to take care of a sick parent.
Yeah.
And And the producers were like, hey.
Absolutely.
No fucking way, yeah. dude. Who do you think you are? The dude who did Justice League?
Yeah, well.
What's that guy's name again?
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder? No, we can't get Joss Whedon to step in and finish this shit.
Mm.
You're just fired.
Yes, and it has been linked to rumors and allegations that have been made against Bryan Singer in the past of him being one of the worst blokes in Hollywood history.
Well, hands down. Yeah, not yeah. a good dude.
It sounds like he's not a good dude.
It sounds like he's not a good dude. I'm glad he's no longer directing this project.
Honestly, I actually had no idea he was the director of the film until he was removed from it.
Oh, you didn't know?
I had no idea.
Oh, man. It was the reason I was ambivalent about this thing. But I'm glad he's gone.
See, I just didn't know. I just assumed this movie wouldn't have a director. I thought it was going to be like a real by the numbers biographical film and the director would not be important. I didn't know it was like such a big gun at the end of it all.
You know what I think we should have now?
I think we should speculate about who should become the director of the movie now that known horrible human being Bryan Singer has been removed from the movie.
I would like to speculate.
Ah, yeah, baby.
Here's my speculation. New director, Mike Myers.
He's already on set.
He knows the subject material.
Yes.
He knows his way behind a camera.
He has, well, I don't know if a camera was used very much in his documentary about Shep Gordon called Supermensch.
He knows his way around the editing booth.
Yeah, I think he's someone that loves to play.
Yeah.
He's a nymph.
Yeah.
He's a nympho.
He's a nympho, baby.
Yeah, he would be on set just going like, oh, groovy, baby. Yeah, why don't you try it like this one, Rami Malek? And he'd be like, okay, yeah.
You know what I honestly makes me think of? Makes me think of Taika Waititi, dude.
Yeah.
That guy shows up on set. He's like, hey, let's fuck around. Hulk, yeah. You do some riffing. Thor, you riff a little bit. Whatever, man. This is New Zealand. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? So I reckon that's the kind of energy Mike would be bringing. He'd be like, let's play. Let's muck around with this sacred ground that is the biopic.
And he has a huge reverence for Queen. That's why we're excited for him to be in the film. Of course, Bohemian Rhapsody, most famous for being in Wayne's World.
That's true.
Honestly, I think it probably is most famous from that.
Actually, you know what?
I do know what.
You know what I'm going to say?
Nope.
All right. I reckon you do know what I'm going to say. Okay. You've said Wayne's World. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that Bohemian Rhapsody scene. Another great director who
we're on the same
knows
page.
Her way around music.
Especially, knows her way around many musics, knows her way around working with Mike Myers and other divas and stuff like that. Because it sounds like this film has got a lot of the actors putting their input into it. Input coming from multiple sources from Queen themselves.
Yeah, from Rami Malek, Mr. Robot himself.
Yeah, the titular Mr. Robot from the TV show Mr. Robot
Which
and
I
Friends.
Think is about robots or something.
It's about robots getting hacked up.
I checked that movie out. I checked it out. I checked out the trailer for it, and it looks like it's sort of about a robot.
It looks like a guy who walks around and like, hang on a second, is this guy freaking Mr. Robot?
I go... checking out the trailers on movietrailers.com and I was like,
yeah, that's actually a .net, dude.
I was like, who's this freaking robot? It looks like Rami Malek. And then I was like it's freaking, Mr. fucking Robot, actually.
This guy has to be, when the title comes up, it's like, Mr. Robot, you're like, well, it looks like my suspicions have been confirmed.
This guy's a freaking robot, dude. I knew it. I just fucking knew it. So, well, who's the director we're talking about?
We're talking about Penelope Spheeris.
Nell herself. The beautiful Greek goddess
that works behind the camera on films such as Wayne's World, The Little Rascals, and also The Decline of Western Civilization, which deal with the emerging and declining punk scenes throughout Los Angeles
I
during the
1980s,
90s,
and today.
New stuff.
I reckon she would be fucking awesome at directing.
She's so
this.
Good. Yeah. Especially if she could take it down a path that would be really unexpected. Because I think the way that she understands music and the way live music works and how musicians work and think, how they freaking, what makes them freaking tick? It's the kind of thing I'd love to see in a biopic. And I think, not unlike Mike Myers, Penelope Spheeris is due for a huge comeback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Overdue. She's freaking overdue for a huge comeback. I wanted this to happen 10 years ago. Now
and
she can
do it
now.
The opportunity to work with Mike again. I mean, they've got to bury the hatchet.
They have buried the hatchet.
I want to see them bury it on camera. I want to see the two of them working together, their creative souls entwining. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Mr. Robot's there and he's probably all like,
he's probably
boot,
like,
let's freaking
this
do this
compute,
shit.
This does not compute.
I love Mr. Robot, man.
Honestly, it's one of the best movies.
so good. It's so good.
So does this make you worried or more excited for the Queen biopic? Because who knows? We are recording this about a week ahead of our release.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's a new director attached.
I don't know about you, but I actually did a big release before we started recording.
Yes, I did detect a metallic scent in the air as I entered the room. And I thought, this guy's getting ready to watch Deadpool today.
No, I'm a little worried about it. I guess I always have been worried about it. I'm not the biggest fan of biopics anyway, apart from the one that we watched today for this podcast.
Yeah, but, about one of our greatest heroes.
But I, you know, I'm worried, but I think I have hope. I have hope.
I think without this piece of shit attached to it anymore, maybe they'll get someone more exciting. Because I think Bryan Singer anyway, I don't think he's ever made a film that I really... got my juices going.
No.
Hang on a tick. I just realized Bryan Singer directed X-Men. Yeah. And the movie we're talking about today is also entwined with the X-Men franchise.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's freaking got X-Men's in it.
What are you talking about?
The guy Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's one of the X-Men.
No.
Honestly, dude, he's been in movies of X-Men before.
No, he's not an X-Men.
He is.
He's not, dude. He's a mercenary.
He's a freaking mercenary that was called in by the X-Men to handle missions that they might not be able to handle.
No, no, no. This guy's on his own. He doesn't even know who they are.
Sure, man. He's a lone gun, but he hangs out with freaking Colossus.
He's a one-man wolf pack, dude.
He's not Alan Grier. Alan Grier? It's
Alan Garner.
Sorry, dag David Alan Grier. David Alan Grier, who actually is one of the finest actors.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Let's get straight into the movie. We're all too excited. We keep talking about Deadpool. Let's just get straight into it.
So anyway, congratulations for the Queen biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, being free of a horrible human being in front of this, behind the camera. And now Mike Myers can flourish in a much nicer workplace.
Hopefully,
I'm sure,
with Penelope Spheeris.
Behind the camera. That would be freaking awesome.
Oh, it'd be freaking awesome. But... that's breaking Mike news. Now it's time to get on to our feature review for today's episode. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Deadpool.
Hi, I'm Deadpool, the other jolly guy in a red suit with a lap worth sitting on, here to tell you happy holidays. So sit back, hold on to your ornaments, guzzle a little eggnog, at least that looks like eggnog, and prepare yourself because it's time for St. Wade to put the win in Winter Wonderland.
Deadpool, in theaters February 12th.
What was that? Is that glue?
We wish you a Merry Christmas, and the only way that we can make Christmas so merry is by reviewing the film Deadpool, one of history's greatest Christmas specials put to the big screen. It is a film directed by Tim Miller, who is best known for creating the credit sequence to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, US David Fincher version, which looks like sloppy, a metallic goop going through title cards. So, who else... better to make a Deadpool movie than a guy who's familiar with working with a sloppy goop working through things that definitely has a metallic scent.
Oh, come on, dude. I know what you're talking about now.
I'm talking about semen.
Yeah, man. I know.
So this is the first time we've ever watched Deadpool together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not the first time we've ever talked about it.
No, we've dropped a few clues along the way that we're both huge Deadpool guys.
A few clues jingle all the way.
This guy freaking rules, man.
Yeah, Deadpool, he is one of our greatest heroes.
He's the funniest comedian working out of the LA improv scene.
Honestly, he is. He's real funny. We know him from his specials. And honestly, Cameron and I, usually we are very comfortable putting our little critic's hat on, which is... coincidentally, a Deadpool mask. But today we might not be able to put them as neatly on our head as we usually do, because there is a moral obligation, an ethical obligation we must admit at the top of the pod, is that we actually know Deadpool.
Yeah, we've worked with the guy, but let's not dive straight in.
We have been blessed enough to work with Deadpool.
Yeah, let's just hold off on that for a little bit. Okay, let's start from the very beginning, and I want to ask you a question. It's a question I've asked many of my guests before.
Yeah.
What's your relationship to Deadpool?
Wow, honestly, Deadpool, I remember hearing about him when I was but a wee lad.
Yeah.
At the age of 17, just a real young boy.
That was only 2 years ago, man.
Yeah, I was 17 only 2 years ago, and I was, you know, flicking through my local comic book store, and what do I see? A giant statue of Deadpool? And I'm like, what is this guy? And then he turned to me. He's like, hey, bub, I got a story to tell you. I'm like, hang on a second. I realized that it was just a guy behind the counter who was talking, not actually Deadpool. Okay, and he said Deadpool was actually one of the most interesting comic book characters. You see, he's come from the Marvel comic universe.
Yeah.
And he is based on previous characters such as Deathstroke from the DC universe.
Can I say something now that you've finally said my trigger word? Both of them. I actually one time was stroking it so hard that I thought I was going to die. Is that a death stroke?
I think it is, actually. Yeah, the medical definition of a death stroke. But I remember I never read a Deadpool comic because I thought it seemed lame. But also, I knew that he was a meta character.
Now, what does that mean?
Meta in Greek means it means two things. Both are linked to Deadpool. So, in ancient Greek, meta, honestly, it means like after.
Okay, right.
So, after words.
Sure, sure, sure.
And it also, in modern Greek, meta or metor means to throw up.
Okay, all right.
And Deadpool... Honestly, it makes me blow freaking chunks, man.
You'll hurl?
I'll hurl.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll hurl. That should have been the tagline for
Deadpool. Could have been the tagline.
Yeah. Can I ask you another Greek thing? What do you call those little stuffed vine leaves?
We call them Dalmatis.
I love Dalmatis, man.
Deadpool and Wayne's World are actually very similar movies because he addresses
he
the
talks
camera.
Talks to the camera in both of them.
Yeah. And he loves rocking on.
He loves to rock.
Let the record show. I've raised two fists.
Devil's horns. And can I say something? I'm raising just one, and I'm going to say something just for you. So block your ears if you guys don't want to hear this, because this is just for Alexi. Hail freaking Satan, dude.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I rock so hard, I'm actually a freaking Satanist.
That is crazy, because like I said... You know, the difference between our religion, which is comedy.
Yeah.
We're not Christians, we're comedians.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Satan is funny.
Satan's cool, he's funny.
He is one of the people we worship. We worship a lot of people. Who do you worship?
In comedy. Obviously, we're not going to... We'll leave Deadpool out of this for now.
For now.
For now, we'll leave Deadpool out of this.
Because in comedy, we all have our patron saint, who we're named after.
Yeah.
And we have a little gold chain with a little emblem of our saint on there. Mine, obviously, named after Alexi Sale.
Yeah.
From The Young Ones and shit like that.
Mine was Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz. Yeah. From The Mask.
Cameron Diaz from Bad Teacher.
Yeah. One of the people that we did think... Finally, we're going to have a female comedy messiah.
Yeah.
I was like, finally, Bad Teacher. She's going to freaking kick it out. Kick it out there on stage.
She's going to get that apple off her desk, turn it into a freaking apple bong.
Yeah.
Smoke up weed in the classroom and shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I was like, that is funny stuff.
Yeah. So, I worship Cameron Diaz, obviously. That's who I'm named after. I love fucking Joan Rivers, obviously. She has the Queen of Mean.
She's really funny. Queen of Mean.
King of Sting, Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Love that guy. Freaking Robin Williams, rip. He's gone. And then probably D'Antwood.
Yeah, D'Antwood from the movie Chappie. Yeah. Chappie is one of my comedy heroes as well.
Yeah.
I think about Chappie a lot when I'm up there on stage. I'm like, now what would Chappie do? And sometimes I get confused. I'm like, shit, I'm thinking about Mr. Robot again. Which is Chappie, who is a Mr. who is a robot. I get them confused a lot.
Yeah. Why are we talking about this again?
We're just talking about who our comedy heroes are.
Oh, yeah. But why?
Because our religion is comedy.
Okay, all right. All right, good. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my relationship to Deadpool.
Yeah.
I never really knew this guy's early stuff.
Yeah.
But when the movie came out...
The
special started coming out and stuff. I started seeing like little teasers for it. And I was like, all right, this is interesting.
Were you busting up watching the teasers?
Yeah, I was like, this guy's a freaking cut up. This guy's
crazy.
This guy's nuts. So then I started watching all these funny, like Funny or Die videos and shit that he was doing. And he was doing all these videos. He was like making fun of Australia and shit.
Oh, what? Hang on a sec. What?
Yeah, have you ever seen that one?
No, what does he say?
He's like wearing one of those
hats. Does he mention me or anything?
On it. No, he doesn't mention you.
Man. Okay, well.
But he says stuff like heaps of funny shit like, g'day Australia, put another shrimp on the barbie and stuff like that. Yeah.
That is fucking ripper,
and
dude.
I think he goes
holy
like,
shit.
I think he goes like,
hang on, what
I think I ate my baby or some shit.
Oh! there. Oh my god, he is a cut up.
Yeah, and he says something like Crocodile Dundee, Crocodile Dun Don't, or something. I went, all right,
that one,
this is
now,
absolutely
actually,
crazy.
Actually, that one I'm not on board.
Too far?
Because Dundee, Dun Don't. Dun Don't talk about him like that. Because we've only ever had one Australian messiah, and it is Croc, and you shouldn't shit on him. Honestly.
Hey, did you know Croc used to paint the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
Yeah.
Every freaking day, dude.
Yeah, I read my Bible. I know what's happening on it.
Yeah, so I'm watching all these funny or die videos and shit. I'm voting and, funny on all
of them. Oh, thank God. You're like, I'm about to die of laughter, so it is funny. Better vote funny.
I'm always voting funny. And then I'm like, this guy's freaking cool. Has he got anything else on, like, college humor or something?
Yeah,
shit?
Does he do college humor clips?
To college humor clips. And then I saw, like, maybe he was on Kimmel or something doing mean tweets. Yeah. I'm like, this, okay, I got to learn a bit more about this guy. So I did my research. Turns out this guy's been around since the 80s or
the
90s
or ages.
Some shit, like the alternative comedy scene.
Yeah, he came up with some of the really cool guys.
Like David Cross and Janine Garofalo.
David Tell.
The State.
The State. He used to be part of Stella as a writer. Honestly, he could have been on SNL.
He could have
been one of the bad boys of SNL.
Oh my god.
Imagine it was him, Sandler,
yeah.
Spade,
Farley, Chris Rock.
Chris Rocks, yeah, man.
Daryl
I
Hammond.
Agree. Man, I would have loved to have seen an SNL movie with Daryl Hammond and Deadpool.
I know.
What characters could he have played on SNL?
I reckon Daryl Hammond would have played musical guest. He would have played Don Pardo.
He would have played Don Pardo, and of course Deadpool would have been Lauren.
Yeah, Deadpool would have done a really good Lauren.
He would have been like, freaking chimichanga. Throw me a freaking chimichangas.
No, I don't know if this is like, if I'm just getting my SNL history confused, but didn't Deadpool audition for SNL back in the day?
I have heard that.
And apparently, like, Lauren brought him in to do Update.
Yeah, he was
to audition for Update.
It was one of the early times where Lorne has busted up.
Yeah, Lorne was like, this is actually too freaking funny, dude.
Lorne actually wrote a note. He's like, yes, hand this to my little page boy.
Yeah.
Who's Kenneth.
Kenneth from 30 Rock. Yeah.
And the note is framed up in 30 Rock. When you walk in, you walk past the ice rink and you see the big sculptures and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And inside, in the first elevator, you look and it says, it's framed, it's a little note, says, too fucking funny.
Too fucking funny.
And then you flip over, it says, for TV, no thank you.
Yeah, yeah. He got cut, unfortunately.
He didn't make the cut.
But apparently...
He didn't make the cut.
Yeah, Dennis Miller took a lot from
Yeah, Dennis
Deadpool.
Miller. Dennis Miller actually stole a lot of Deadpool's gear.
Yeah, because...
And by gear, I mean... Cocaine,
dude. It was the era.
It was the time.
Yeah.
If I would have been making the biopic about Deadpool, which I have been writing. I've been trying to get made for a few years. I haven't finished writing it yet.
Yeah.
But one of the things I wrote in the screenplay, I said, well, I'll read you some of my screenplay from memory.
Yeah.
Interior.
Okay.
SNL backstage.
Yeah.
Night.
Mm.
Night. That's
it's Saturday night, probably.
It's Saturday night. In parentheses, live. And then it says Dennis Miller puts on CD Cocaine by Eric Clapton plays.
Excellent.
And then he says, wow, I like this stuff, Deadpool. Well, you're gonna like this stuff. Holds up a little bag. And then Dennis Miller says, not for me, thanks. Deadpool's like, alright, I'm gonna go eat dinner, my favorite, chimichangas. Then Dennis Miller sneaks over and eats the whole freaking bag of cocaine.
Eats it all.
Yeah,
fucking
he eats
hell,
it,
dude. And then he gets wired, and he goes live, and he just does Deadpool's jokes.
And Lorne goes, honestly, this is just funny enough.
Yeah.
To have a guy slightly less funny than Deadpool do Deadpool's material, that's good enough for TV.
I actually cannot wait to see your biopic, because that was the dream cast of SNL. This is back in the 70s.
Back in the 70s, Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller, Belushi.
John Belushi.
Chris Rock.
Jim Belushi.
Deadpool.
Deadpool's on there.
Yeah.
Writing stuff.
Tina Fey.
Larry David.
Larry David. Andy Kaufman.
A lot of the funniest cunts in history.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Groucho.
Garfield. A lot of the funniest people were working out there at the time. Spider-Man was doing some work backstage.
First ever host, Zac Efron.
Yeah, and he really is funny.
Yeah.
And that's why he got cast as Dirty Grandpa's grandson.
Yeah. I mean, he showed his comedy chops and everyone went, okay, this guy's can actually do it, man. This guy can do it. This guy's got the chops. So yeah, that's when I started really getting into Deadpool and researching him and stuff. I found out that he's meta, which I've learned is a Greek word meaning vomit.
Yes.
And that's kind of when I thought, all right, this is going to be an interesting movie, this Deadpool movie, because this is about a comic book superhero who is aware that he's that a superhero.
That he's in a movie as well. Yeah. He will address the audience, not unlike Wayne Campbell from the movie Wayne's World.
Oh, it's insane. I finally watched it. Where were you when you first saw Deadpool?
I first saw Deadpool in a cinema.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. I first saw the movie Deadpool in the cinema. I went with one of my good friends, Nick Hadlin. Shout out to him. He's a wonderful first AD working in Sydney. One of my dearest friends. Mm-hmm. And I remember we were laughing it up in there. We're like, holy shit, can I vote funny on this?
That's the cool thing about the Deadpool movie is that at the end, can vote funny or die.
It was the first movie to have an integrated vote funny or die in it. And I remember he said something about the movie that I have since stolen and pretended is my own, but I will admit here on this day, because I think it's the best one-sentence review of Deadpool. He said, Deadpool is a movie for boys that refuse to clean their room. And I thought, that's exactly what this movie is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's for just little grubby boys with crusty little sheets that just go and vote funny all night long, you know? If you know what I mean.
I reckon you should be able to vote funny or die on Pornhub.
It's actually vote cummy or die. When was the first time you saw the Deadpool special?
I saw it in this very room.
Really? On your little TV?
Yeah, I rented it on Apple TV.
On Apple TV?
I rented it on Apple Movies.
So had you been hearing about the special?
Been hearing about the special. And there's like, you always hear about great specials and they come out. Like Chappelle's coming back, you know what I mean? Amy Schumer's new special, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Me, I've been hearing about this Deadpool special. I'm hanging out for it to come out. It finally drops. Day it drops on Apple, I rent it, I watch it, and I'm fucking busting
you
up.
You busted
over this
up?
Shit. Yeah.
What was the part where you busted the hardest? Might I say the Mercus touch?
The Mercus touch. For me, it's all those Ryan Reynolds jokes in it. It's any time that he references.
Wait, who the fuck is Ryan Reynolds? Playing.
Exactly, dude. That's what blew my mind. Because at first, I'm like, okay, what is this shit? Then I look it up. I see that Ryan Reynolds, the actor, is playing Deadpool in this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Wait, I thought this was Deadpool.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He is Deadpool.
What the fuck? Is this like when we found out Andy Kaufman was Tony Clifton?
Yeah, it's like
And then
like
Andy
that.
Kaufman was actually Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man.
It's so similar to that shit. And I'm
that
watching
is
it.
Meta.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Jim Carrey, I actually think that Deadpool is...
He's ripping
he's
him off.
He's fucking Jim Carrey.
He's ripping him off a little
Deadpool,
bit, hey.
He's like always mugging for the camera and he's like he's like the mask. He's like doing all this crazy super shit and he talks in like funny tone.
Yeah.
He it's talks real in the funny mask, tone. Dude.
He does talk like the mask. He does talk like Mr. Ace Ventura.
He goes like, somebody stop me from eating all these fucking chimichangas. And stuff like that. Who do you think's funnier, Deadpool or Jim Carrey?
Fuck, that's a really good question. If I had to vote funny or die on one of those guys, I would have to think real hard because I think Jim Carrey, he honestly did push comedy so far in one direction. Yeah. And that direction was slapstick, goofing around with a rubberish face, and just really throwing so many catchphrases out there. I don't think the world had seen a comedian like Jim Carrey probably since, I don't know, Charles Chaplin.
Jerry Lewis, even.
Jerry Lewis, great example. Mm. I would say, but if I had to vote, Deadpool's fucking hilarious. Deadpool gets funny.
Yeah, totally. So
he's funny.
You vote funny for Deadpool, die for Jim Carrey.
Honestly, if it's between those two, kill that. Kill Jim Carrey.
Yeah, well,
save
shit.
Deadpool. Okay. What about you? Jerry Lewis or Deadpool?
Jerry... Fuck, I mean... Oh, God. Okay, so I've read a lot about Jerry Lewis. I've watched a lot of Jerry Lewis's movies.
You've seen every single one of Jerry Lewis's
except
films.
Except for The Day the Clown
Oh, you didn't get
cried.
A chance to see that one.
No.
Okay.
I tried, man. I tried to sneak into a screening at Harry Shearer's house. And, I couldn't. I was turned away at the door.
Yeah.
But I love Jerry Lewis. He was...
He does that typewriter bit.
He's the original Jim Carrey. You know?
Yeah.
He invented goofing off.
So he's like better than Jim Carrey.
Around. He's like, you know, he actually started. He was there at the birth of stand up comedy and film in the Borscht Belt. Era.
Yeah.
And you can't take that away from him. But still, I vote die for him.
Yeah.
And I vote funny for Deadpool.
Well, actually, our good Lord did vote die for Jerry Lewis earlier this year. And he is up there in comedy heaven right now, treading the boards with some of the greats, such as...
He's goofing on Elvis up there.
Yeah, him and Elvis, two of the funniest cunts in history. Hanging up out there in heaven.
Yeah, man. Yeah, fuck yeah. So that's cool shit. I like that stuff.
Hell yeah, man.
Let's talk about this movie. Okay, so
Do you want to hear my Mercus touch?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
One of my Mercus touches is there's a montage where he meets his beautiful princess played by Marina Baccarin.
And her name is Vanessa.
Vanessa. Hmm. Or Nessa for short.
Yeah, sure.
And I don't say that in the movie, but I reckon they would say it.
I'd say Ness if I was dating her or whatever.
Yeah, you'd say Elliot Ness.
Because she's untouchable.
Yeah. And so we're seeing their montage where they're going through all the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one where they're like, happy Halloween, and he's got Dracula teeth. And
yeah,
he's
going
down on her, which is famous. It's a reference to Titular, which is the Dracula porno parody spin-off film. So it's reference to that, so I'm like, I get this meta humor because I'm one of the only two guys that's ever seen that movie. But then there's one where he's actually taking her from behind, and then the next one she's taking him from behind.
Yeah, because when I first saw that, I was like, wait a minute, what?
How is this possible?
What's happening there?
I'm like, how is this possible?
What is she? Because she's a girl, right?
Yeah, but she has inserted something into him.
Like what? What's she inserted?
Phallus style?
What is she inserted into?
Probably, I would guess from the clues I.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Picked up from this movie, probably a freaking chimichanga. But anything could be used. I think that was the movie that made... Seeing that is when I was like, found out what pegging was.
Yeah, yeah.
And not unlike when Girl Season 3 started and it opens with Marnie getting her butt kneaded out by that casual fling. And that changed the conversation about what sex was about in the world. And it was funny as fuck.
Yeah, Deadpool... Deadpool made butt stuff cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between Deadpool and Marnie from Girls, that's when butt stuff started becoming mainstream.
Because first I was like, I don't know about this butt stuff, right?
Yeah.
Then I watched a bit of Deadpool and I went, okay, maybe this is something I should be taking a little more interest in.
Maybe I should vote funny on this.
So I voted funny and then I started asking around, who wants to peg me? Do it. Get up there. Do it around.
If anyone wants to do it, do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was interesting shit.
I really never thought Deadpool would be one of the guys behind the sexual revolution. thought that'd be more an Austin Powers thing.
Yeah, but yeah.
He's pretty close behind.
I honestly think that Deadpool is the closest we've had to an Austin Powers type character since Goldmember. You know, this guy's horny.
Wait, when you say since Goldmember, do you mean the character Goldmember was previously the closest we've had to an Austin Powers type character?
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So he is the next one since then.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you mean by that?
I mean that Deadpool is horny. He works very with weapons.
Horny, yes,
he is funny as fuck.
Yeah, he also has a skin condition not unlike Goldmember.
Yeah, and he kind of like, you know, stars in a movie that's named after him.
Yeah,
you know, so there's a lot of different things there.
Yeah,
that make him similar, and you can't really deny that.
Honestly, you can't really deny that. Yeah, and I shan't.
Okay. Now, let me ask you about this movie. All right. What's your favorite part of this movie?
Aside from the picking scene.
You like the opening.
I love that opening.
When we're watching the movie,
like,
you are like all about that opening sequence.
I reckon it's really cool, that opening sequence. I think it's such a fun way to get into a film like this, where it's like you're just seeing that freeze frame of action scene.
It's like a tableau.
It's like a dramatic tableau. And if you don't know what tableau is, it's when a bunch of actors hanging out on the stage wearing black skivvies and black pants, not unlike Dieter, the Mike Myers character, they freeze, creating a painting. For the eyes or photograph for them to explore. And it's like if you were in the audience and if you had the gall, the tenacity to get up and freaking walk through the tableau and just seeing the opening credits of Deadpool, it's the same as that.
Oh, apparently they actually got the idea from the opening from Deadpool from when it was an off-Broadway show.
Yeah.
And that's how they used to open the
show. I think that's cool that this is based on Deadpool's first off-Broadway show.
Yeah, his one-man show.
His one-man show. A lot of cool movies have started out that way. Famously, Bronx Tale, directed by Robert De Niro.
Sleepwalk With Me by Michael Birbiglia.
Yeah. A lot of cool stuff. Wog Boy.
Yeah.
Wog the Boy. Nick Giannopoulos Australian movie is based on his off-Broadway play. And by that, I mean Australian stage production.
It was in Enmore.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. There's some cool shit. I liked it.
Man, what was your favorite little scene? Your favorite little scene from the little movie Deadpool?
I'm going to go the complete opposite to you. I liked the final sequence, the showdown, because this is a superhero movie. We've become attuned to the language of superhero movies, particularly ones based on Marvel properties. We know they generally end in a big explosive world ending sequence where some death from above is coming down to threaten the whole world.
Yeah,
this is just the Merc with a Mouth and two of the X-Men fighting on an airship and trying
to save
the gal.
Some sort of car park or whatever.
Yeah.
And the stuff in it that he says during that stuff is really, really some of the funniest riffing I've heard this side of Groucho. By the way, who do you think's funnier, Groucho Marx or Deadpool? If you had to choose one.
Man, they're so similar.
They actually are
similar. They're really similar because they have a line for everything. It's almost like they've spent ages like sat down and gone, I need to have a freaking line for every possible situation that I come
God, I would love to read the book Letters from Deadpool.
Man, same.
Where it's just about all the letters that Deadpool sent his famous friends.
Because he's like, Deadpool...
He is our Groucho. He is
definitely
our Groucho.
If he had a cigar, if he could fit a cigar in that mask of his, he'd be walking around chomping on that cigar and he'd be like dipping his glasses and shit. Man, because
he's doing that
freaking mind.
We would freaking bust up because he's doing that stuff where he's walking around like not unlike Groucho. And he's like roasting turds and stuff.
Yeah, he roasts
roasting
everyone,
them.
Man.
He's just like, hey, Silverman, huh?
Yeah, he calls people stuff like that, and like he calls the little teenage girl. He's like, hey, you got short hair, like Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, you look like Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah,
who I actually did meet on her infamous Saturday Night Live episode. I was auditioning that week to be on the show. Didn't make the cut in the final scene. So
is that the episode that Deadpool auditioned on?
Yeah, it was originally going to be Sinead O'Connor, musical guest host Deadpool, but unfortunately Deadpool he got cut last second.
They replaced him with Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, Andrew Dice Clay famously. One of the funniest dudes ever.
Andrew Dice Clay famously tore up the photo of the Pope.
Yeah.
On air.
Yeah. And the people think it's Sinead O'Connor, but it was Andrew Dice
Clay. It was Andrew Dice Clay.
He was like, hickory dickory, don't molest children.
And then he tore it up, and then it cut. They didn't know what to do. Everyone freaked. So Lorne was like, cut to update. And they cut to Weekend Update. And Mark Maron was sitting at the desk, and he was like, oh, freaking hell. This is, oh, honestly, boy. Don't know how to react to this shit.
Yeah. And you're like, what did they do? Cut to Mark Maron for?
Yeah. And that's when Maron got fired, because he didn't react well enough.
He didn't react enough.
They got to send him to the garage.
To live with his cat piss.
Yeah, anyway, SNL history.
So who's funnier, Groucho or Deadpool? You got to vote funny on one, vote die on the other.
Well, I'm going to follow my tradition of voting with the Lord, and I'm going to vote die for Groucho.
Yeah, the comedy Lord he has taken away.
Yeah, and Deadpool, I'm voting funny. That guy's the funniest dude. I don't know.
Yeah, he is funnier than Groucho, because Groucho is actually not that fucking funny.
Nah.
You watch him now, you're like, heard it.
Deadpool did it better.
Deadpool did it better. So did Robin in the Disney movie Aladdin when he does Groucho for 3 seconds.
All right. Okay. The Merc with the Mouth. Let's get back into it. This guy, he is he's a superhero. Is he really an X-Man?
Yeah, he's from the X-Men.
But he's not an X-Man.
No.
What is his deal?
He just is like a guy that hangs out with them sometimes. They bring him in.
Because the X-Men are like, please join us, come on.
Man, we're so boring.
Yeah, and we're so like, boring no freaking here. Way, I absolutely will not join
you. Can we spice it up? So far, the only comedian we've got in our franchise is Frasier.
Yeah.
we turned Frasier into Papa Smurf to try and get a freaking laugh out in a movie. It didn't work. Can you come in and rip it up on us?
Yeah, but he won't do it, man. He's always working on his own.
He's too busy.
Is it true that he's going to be in an X-Men movie?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I've got no proof on this. I hope so.
Really?
They could use it.
But how could they do that? Because X-Men is so serious and straightforward, and then to have this guy crack 'em wise in the middle
if he
of it,
just comes
looking
in,
at the camera and shit.
He comes in wearing like his B. Arthur t-shirt like he is in this movie, and he's just like, oh, you didn't expect to see me here?
Yeah.
And then you're like, hang on a second, I didn't expect to. Oh, yeah, and he interrupts you. Because he's really breaking the fourth wall this time. He can hear you.
Okay.
I'm trying to develop that for my eventual biopic of Deadpool, where he actually, you can say, heckle him from the movie theater,
okay,
and he'll respond to you.
I got an idea for your biopic, by the way. I reckon it would be so funny if you had a scene where Deadpool and a friend both talk about, what Deadpool looks like.
That would be fucking hysterical. Like, what do you... When he takes off the mask, he's quite hideous beneath there.
So, he takes his mask off, and the friend, like, says something like, oh, my God, dude. You look... Oh, my God. You look like a freaking testicle with teeth, dude.
And there's like, yeah, I know I look like if peanut butter fucked cashew butter as lubricant. I know I look like that.
And then the friend goes... You look like a fucking dead dog's butthole, but with polyps, dude.
You're like, yeah, I know. I get it. I look like if Telly Savalas got hit by a bus. Okay, I know it.
Yeah. And then he's like, you look like if Telly Savalas got hit by a bus full of freaking ugly cunts, dude. Babe. He calls him Babe.
Babe, I know that I look like a lollipop fell out of Telly Savalas' mouth on the set of Kojak and landed on the floor and then it fell into some gum. I know that's what I look like.
Yeah.
Loves you, baby?
Yeah, babe. You look like a freaking foreskin picked up off the floor of a freaking doctor's surgery, babe.
Yeah, babe, I know that I look like the freaking foreskin from Meet the Fockers when it fell in the fondue and fried up and then got spat out again. I know I look like that, babe.
Yeah, babe. You look like I've done a shit and I've wrapped it up in a condom. I've frozen it and then I've fucked myself in the butt with my own shit. It's called riding the Alaskan pipeline, babe.
Yeah, babe. I know I look like the pie from American Pie after Jim had his way with it, babe. I know that. And then I look like Eugene Levy having the awkward conversation with Jim, played by Jason Biggs, afterwards.
You look like, I believe, shaved is the expression. Babe.
Babe.
Baby, look like two avocados had sex, okay?
Oh, what? That is an accurate description of what Deadpool looks like.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be a cool scene in your movie.
Yeah, I'll put that in. Like, they're workshopping what they're going to say on the day.
Yeah, like, what would they say?
They'd be like stuff like, hey, man, you know what you could say Deadpool looks like? And he's like, oh, man, I don't know.
Probably. Yeah, but like, what would he say?
He'll probably be like, I look like if you ripped a turtle shell off and put it on top of your head, yeah. Skin side out.
Yeah, yeah.
Bang. And that would hurt my feelings if I would.
I'd be like... Or like, you know, you look like someone's turned a fleshlight inside out but left all the juicy cum in there, babe.
You look like if someone did a tribute on Edvard Munch's The Scream.
Babe.
And then Mr. Bean tried to fix it.
Oh, that's a deep cut. It's a deep cut to Bean, the movie, the Bean movie. Love it. He's the real disaster artist, man.
Who's funnier, Bean or Deadpool? Oh, Mr. Bean or Deadpool? Fuck. You had to choose.
Oh, shit.
And you do have to choose.
That is so hard. Shit, dude. Okay, well, let's break it down. Bean never speaks.
That is true. He only says a few words.
Sometimes he says words like Bean.
Teddy. Oh, Teddy.
Stuff like that. Yeah. That sounds exactly like him, actually.
Oh, Teddy.
So, if I'm going to be honest, because he doesn't speak, I vote die.
Yeah, honestly. You can't be that fucking funny if you don't talk.
Yeah.
It's half called... of stand-up is talking. Yeah. The other half is attitude. And that's why Deadpool is a better stand-up than fucking Mr. Bean.
All right. I think now we have to get into it because we keep referencing Deadpool's stand-up. And, yeah. You know, we have been pretty... We've gone pretty easy on the guy because we do, as we mentioned,
we know the guy. We know him. I know. I got his Australian number.
Yeah. Now, when did you first meet him?
Well, I first met him through... we have a same agent, Bernie Brillstein.
Holy shit, you're with Brillstein?
Yeah, yeah, with the ghost of Bernie Brillstein. Mm-hmm. No, that's a lie. That's a little bit that I do.
Yeah, that's funny,
I was scouted by Deadpool's management, who is the ghost of Bernie Brillstein. That part is true. And they said, hey man, you're great at riffing.
Mm.
You're one of the great riffsters. Mm. And they said, we're looking for a guy like you. His name's Cameron James. And we would like you two to open for Deadpool.
Yeah.
When he's doing the Australian tour. And this is before the fucking movie.
This is before he was this as famous as he is now.
This is before he was famous.
So he wasn't doing like the Enmore or the Athenaeum or anything like that.
No. He's doing a small rooms.
He was doing like 200 seaters.
200 seaters. He's doing the fucking shipping crate. At the Sydney Comedy Festival.
Yeah, he did the shipping crate. And then up, you know, in Queensland, he did the smile and nod.
Yeah.
Which is a very polite
polite Australian room. And it's weird that it's in Queensland.
Yeah. Then in Melbourne, I think he did Gus Curry's...
Gus Curry's...
Chuckle Lounge.
Yeah, that is weird that it's named after the guy that runs the room. But yeah. Hey, man, that's fucking Gus's way.
Yeah, Gus just knows what he's doing.
And he's like, it's Gus's way or it's the highway, the Hume Highway. Head back to Sydney, boys.
So, yeah, he did... It was 3 nights only in Australia. And
one in each city.
Alexi MC.
I MC. They're like, hey guys, how you fucking doing? You ready? Everyone look under your seat. You got a chimichangas. Just kidding. Wouldn't it be funny if you did? Anyway, guys, enough of me up here. I'm just sweating at this point.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
You were
like,
really funny.
I don't know.
No, you were really funny, man.
Well, I remember after the show, like, I felt I didn't do that well.
Yeah, you and said that you every night, and I was like, dude, have a shot. It's on me. And then I made you do a body shot off me. And then you calmed down quite a bit.
I relaxed, man. I remember you and Dad were pulling me aside. You know, we got to call him Dad.
Yeah.
A lot of the bookers had to call Mr. Paul, but we're like, nah, he's dead.
He's dead to us.
He's dead to us. And he was just like, man, rough set.
Yeah. I believe he went brutal.
Yeah, he said that after I got off stage. I was like, I don't need to hear that.
But then he was like, he told you some stories about hard bombs that he's had and stuff. Like, he was saying that he did this set in Edinburgh years ago where it was late night.
It was the first time he did the version of the Deadpool special that would come on to be the movie.
And it like...
It's about him having cancer, so it's...
it's a one-man show. And he got heckled the whole way through it, but it made him a better comedian. Mm. And then I think he had a good time because he killed everyone afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when Deadpool says he killed, it's like there's two meanings.
There is a different meaning.
Yeah.
Because he is famously the Merc with the Mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a funny thing about that name. A lot of people forget the two sides of it. A lot of people just go the mouth part where he's like talking shit.
Yeah.
The Merc part, he does kill people for money.
He does do it. He's the hitman who don't give a shit, man.
Yeah.
He puts the sass in assassin. And he gets up on that stage and he just fucking tears it up. So you were emceeing, you'd bring me on. I'd do 10, 15, depending on how well it was going.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're playing to a crowd of super fans that are just, they just want to see Dead.
They've all got their Deadpool t-shirts on and stuff like that.
Yeah, chimichangas.
They bring their own chimichangas. Some of them bring katanas and stuff like that. Yeah. A lot of the time the applause is you're hearing two katanas tinking to each other.
Yeah, and it took a bit to get used to. And then Deb would come on and he'd do like 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, he was booked for an hour. People did expect
But then
an
he
hour.
Would also do like Q&A at the end.
Yeah, that is really interesting when you do the Q&A. And there'd be some characters that would follow us from town to town.
Yeah.
And they would be asking these super nerd questions.
Yeah, like what sort of questions are they asking?
They'd just be like, Deadpool, in 1981, I remember you did...
Is this Mr. Bean?
Now, I remember in 1981... You did. I'm like, oh God, this guy's a serious fan.
Yeah.
Honestly, we better watch out. And they'd be asking us to like, take photos with them.
Yeah.
Like, we are taking the photos.
We weren't in any of the photos.
No, there's no photographic proof of us hanging out with Deadpool.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'd be taking photos of him with other fans.
Yeah, totally.
Because I do consider myself a fan now.
Me too. I was totally swayed by him on that tour. Totally swayed.
On the tour?
Yeah, I wasn't really a huge fan, but I respected what he did. And then after spending 3 days on the road with this guy, I'm like, all right. He's a pure comic.
He's one of the greats.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy, he lives on the road. He's a road dog.
He's a road dog.
That's what I said to him when he, like, there was one day where I caught him coming out of the shower. I'm like, oh, shit, your face looks like a road dog. And by road dog, I mean a dog that was run over on the road by a freaking car.
Did you say that?
And he was like, you're lucky I like you.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd be getting some of this. And he had his gun out. Yeah. He got a gun out.
Yeah.
And he pointed at me. He's like, serious. He's like, you'd be getting some of this if I didn't find you so fucking funny, man. And I was like, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
That's so funny you said road dog, because one time I ran into him when he had his mask off and I said, you look like an old dog, like the movie Old Dogs.
Yeah, you look like John Travolta.
Sorry, John Travolta. Or is that Wild Hogs?
No, I think it's both. He's in both.
Yeah, he's in both.
He's in both, man.
Yeah, fuck. Why don't we do a John Travolta podcast?
Yeah, what would we call it? Old Dogs?
Old Hogs.
Old Hogs.
There we go.
Yeah. We go from Wild Hogs to Road Dogs to old Dogs. Well, you know what they say, can't teach a dog old dogs.
Do you reckon Deadpool will ever come back out here, or is he too big for it now?
I think he's a little too big for it. But, I mean, having said that, Seinfeld just did it.
True.
Just did it, and I know... Deadpool is going through a messy divorce right now.
Is he?
And so he might be a
tour where he needs to make some...
He might need to make some alimony Skrilla. Money. Do you think they get us to open for him again? Or do you think he'd bring like a guy from the States?
Like, I reckon he'd bring like his US opener.
Like, who have you heard is the US opener for him at the moment?
I hear that he has gotten Spider-Man to open for him.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too.
Yeah, but not the Spider-Man from Homecoming.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, from 3.
They've got... I heard he's
from
got...
Spider-Man 3.
Tobey Maguire MCs.
Okay, yeah.
And emo Tobey Maguire from Spider-Man 3 does 5.
Yeah.
Because he's a little bit weirder.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, he skateboards on stage, does some tricks and shit.
And so, it's pretty fucking not funny, is what I've heard.
Yeah, but
and
I
heard they got the Rise of Electro, Jamie Foxx, to do it as well.
That's so cool. I love Electro.
Electro is so funny.
Oh, good stuff. This is great. Well, anyway, I hope he comes back out. I would love to see him. Even not to support, but just to see the guy work again would be great.
That would be awesome to just see him in the flesh. And by the way, his flesh.
What does it look like?
It looks like bacon.
Okay.
Not yeah. Kevin Bacon, but bacon. He looks like if Kevin Bacon was treated like real bacon, crispy.
I think he looks like if we someone waxed Kevin Dillon.
And then when they pulled the paper off, the wax didn't come off yeah. with it. It yeah. just stuck to him.
Yeah. I honestly, the guy is ugly.
That's the thing is, Deadpool is fucking ugly. He's
fucking ugly.
But that's where ugly. He gets the funny from.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it was funny when he was hot too.
He was funny when he was hot.
It's weird that this movie is kind of pretty similar, but in reverse to the other Ryan Reynolds movie. What's the movie called? Just Like Friends?
Just Friends?
Just Friends. Where he starts out fat and then gets hot, but in this one he starts out hot and he gets fucking ugly.
I wish the whole movie, I said this when we were watching it, it was just that pizza scene.
Yeah.
For ages.
Deadpool looks like if Ryan Reynolds from the start of Just Friends melted.
If the silicone fat suit melted onto his
yeah.
body and they had to peel it off. I love that that sort of sequence at the start where it's just hot Ryan Reynolds
yep.
in a B. Arthur shirt and a cool jacket with a knife and a gun, fucking around, being funny.
Having a muck around.
Stopping stalkers from stalking teenage girls. Yeah. I mean, I'd watch that movie. But it gets ruined when the cunt gets ugly, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to see some ugly dude walking around. I want to see a fucking hunk of
you
spunk, want to
get
man.
You like being turned on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I think Austin Powers is better than Deadpool.
Well, there's a question for you. Who's funnier, Deadpool?
Oh fuck.
Or Austin Powers?
Help me work through this one because okay. I think, God, today we are living in the 21st century, mm. and Austin Powers is a relic of the 20th century.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just on the cusp there, but I think. Fucking hell. I think I got to actually say that Austin Powers is funnier than Deadpool.
Yeah.
I can't not say it.
I think he's the only exception.
Yeah, I think so.
I think he's the only person funnier than...
Than Deadpool.
Than Deadpool. Is Austin Powers.
God, I'd love to open for Austin Powers. Oh and I am talking God. About my legs.
Are you serious, dude?
Yeah, baby. Did you enjoy watching Deadpool today with me?
I did.
Thanks, <It's>... man.
But honestly, I would have enjoyed it a hell of a lot more if you weren't here.
Well, Cameron, it's great spending Christmas with you.
I had a blast watching it. It was fun. It's a funny movie. It's really stupid. It's got some good action in it. Plus, you're a blast to riff with on the lounge.
Yeah, man, we're talking about what's going on in Hollywood and
yeah,
stuff like
shit
that. Well, I really enjoyed Deadpool. I know I make fun of it a lot, but that's because it's fucking funny as shit, man. Honestly, Deadpool is one of the funniest freaking flicks in freaking years.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, man.
Now
he
let me...
keeps it fucking real.
You know what we should end with here? I want to ask you what your ideal team up movie starring Deadpool. Would be. I'm
if
thinking like
a,
an Avengers-style yep. team-up movie, but you can pick any character
any
from
character
any
from
movie.
Any movie. What are they fighting against?
Maybe they're not fighting. Maybe it's just a hangout movie.
They're just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, something like Knocked Up or Grandma's
yeah,
Boy.
Yeah, like a
Grandma's Boy. I get Grandma's Boy.
You get Grandma's Boy. Boy.
Grandma's Boy yeah. is there. Grandma's and then Grandma boy. From Grandma's Boy, okay. Doris Roberts. Yeah.
Would you get Wog Boy in there?
Wog Boy from Wog Boys is going to be in there. Nick Giannopoulos, who
uh-huh.
plays Steve in that movie. So a lot of funny dudes over there already. Doris yeah. Roberts, probably Cloris Leachman.
Yep.
She's still with us. Because unfortunately, Doris kicked the bucket.
Yeah.
We did lose Doris.
God voted die on her.
Unfortunately, God did vote die on Doris Roberts. For years, everyone loves Raymond's on, voting funny.
Yeah.
Dickie Roberts, former child star, voted funny.
Would you want Dickie Roberts in this movie
yeah.
too?
Former child star, Dickie Roberts, played by David Spade, voting funny. He's in. So they're all in. They're in. Anyone that you want to add to the mix?
Yes. Can we get the little tramp in there?
Yeah, man. We get the little tramp.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he did get voted die a while ago. Yeah. But I think we can, if we get enough write-in votes, we can swing it back.
Yeah.
We can swing it back. Little tramp. He's funny as shit, man.
Oh, I know another one I want in there.
Yeah?
The landlord from the first Funny or Die ever.
The landlord, that little girl, is that Adam McKay's daughter
or something? I think so. Yeah.
She's funny as fuck. She want her fucking money, man. She want her fucking money.
Yeah.
And she knows how to fucking handle a big strong man like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, the landlord in there, the little tramp. So this is who we've got so far. This is the Deadpool Avengers style movie we've got. Deadpool himself.
Deadpool, he's of course in it. He's the, you know, he's the Captain America of it all.
You got Grandma's Boy.
Grandma's Boy.
You got Grandma from Grandma's Boy.
Doris Roberts. And because she has died, we've got Cloris Leachman, playing Doris Roberts.
Okay. You've got Steve from Wog Boys.
Yep.
Dickie Roberts, former child star.
Yeah, he's there.
With the ones I said. The Little Tramp.
The Little Tramp.
Okay. And the landlord.
The landlord. We need more.
We need more people. Okay.
We need more people to be, you know, pinging and punging and around and stuff like that.
Okay. This one is so obvious. I can't believe we haven't said it yet. Dirty Grandpas.
Dirty Grandpas. Yeah, I think we should get Dirty Grandpa. We should get Bad Grandpa.
Yeah.
We should get Bad Teacher.
Uh-huh.
We should
bad
get...
Bad Moms.
Bad Moms in there. They're really funny.
Yeah.
Bad Moms Christmas? More like Bad Moms Deadpool. That's funny. I think we should get...
Actually, Catherine Hahn is really funny.
She is super fucking funny, man.
Yeah, I love Catherine Hahn. Big fan.
Yeah, I think we should get... Big fan?
The Patton Oswalt
character for the movie Big Fan. Yeah. That sounds pretty good team up.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah, where is it?
Where's my car, dude?
It says, dude, man, where's my car?
Dude, where's my car?
It says, sweet dude, where's my car, man?
Where's my car, dude?
And then, who else?
I mean... We need
someone who's funny.
That's true. These are all dramatic characters at this point.
Unfortunately, there's not enough funny. Who can go... Yeah. Who's the one guy
who can go tit for tat with Deadpool? Oh, you know what? I think I know who it is.
Well, I don't know yet.
I do.
Who?
Goldmember.
The guy with the skin condition from the movie Goldmember?
Think about it. The guy's flexible. He's funny.
Is he funny?
Yeah, he makes jokes.
Does he
all the
do stand up still?
He runs a club, dude. He can put himself on whenever he wants.
Studio 69.
Yeah, Studio 69.
Yeah, he runs that. But I've heard that he's flaky. Would he turn up on set?
Oh my god!
I reckon after 53 episodes, we finally got our worst joke.
I think so. Anyway, I would love to see that movie.
What would it be called?
Deadpool in the Friend Zone.
Yeah, Deadpool Dead Cool.
Okay, that's good.
Fuck, what about Ted?
Oh, you want Ted in there?
Yeah, we've got to get Ted.
Okay, you're obsessed with Ted.
Ted is funny. He's like Deadpool, but cute.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's our pitch. Thanks for buying it.
Yeah, I love it. This is really good stuff. Okay.
So we're submitting this down to Benny Brillstein down in comedy heaven, which is regular hell.
Yeah.
That's why I say down in comedy heaven.
That's funny. Hey, guys, if you liked our pitch for the Deadpool hangout sequel, please vote funny.
Yeah.
Go on iTunes, give
us
five stars,
five
and vote five funnies for the Deadpool hangout sequel, which is called Dead Cool. And it's really, really fucking good stuff. I think that might be all we have to say on this very horny chimichanga.
Yeah, I reckon we'll never talk about Deadpool ever again. I mean, we really stretched it fucking far enough.
Honestly, we look almost as stretched as a scrotum, which is what Deadpool's face looks like when he takes his mask off.
Honestly, he does.
He ugly.
He ugly as hell. Cameron, it's been so nice getting back into the Mike Shock Republic with you. This is our last episode for the year, but it's not our last episode forever, because in 2018, we do expect that there is going to be much more news about the two upcoming films starring Mike Myers, one being called Terminal, starring Margot Robbie and produced by Margot Robbie, about assassins with Mike Myers in it. I know I love movies with assassins, especially ones that fucking can spin a yarn or two. And also, I mean, there's going to be so much more Brecken Myers news with the movie Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes.
So I think we're going to have to do full coverage on those films as more is announced about them.
And that is exactly what we will do. In the meantime, I want all you horny babies out there in the MCR to have a very shagadelic Christmas.
And what do you want for Christmas from the horny babies out there?
I'll tell you what you guys can give me for Christmas. You can go on to ABC iView and watch True Murder, written by and starring myself and Becky Lucas. There's three episodes. They're all about 10 minutes long each. It's a funny true crime parody.
It's very, very funny. True crime parody. Directed by Gretley Jackson, who is a former guest on the Mike Check show
that
as well.
That is true. You've got one of our very first Mike Check alum.
Lot of royalty involved
so
in that show.
So go on, watch the show. It's going to be on all over the summer. Get those views up right into the ABC and say, listen, cunts, give these guys more of a fucking shot, eh?
Yeah. It actually is super fucking funny. I watched them all yesterday on the day of release. Honestly, I was like, guess I'm voting funny.
Fuck, you voted funny
on him?
I
voted funny on him.
Oh, hey, yeah. Speaking of voting funny, this is a long plug because it's for January, but you know what? I just found out the date that my comedy special will be aired. It is going to be aired on the ABC, on ABC 2, or ABC Comedy, as it's now known, on January the 6th. Mark the date, January 6th. Watch my comedy special. Tell your friends to watch my comedy special. Tweet about it. Facebook about it, Instagram about it on January 6th. And I'll tell you why that's a special date. That's my freaking birthday, dude.
Happy freaking birthday to Cameron James.
I'll be turning 30 on January 6th. And I'm going to ring in the dirtiest 30 by watching my own comedy special on TV. So please do.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. I have got some cool shit going on too, I hope. I know you can watch me on ABC. It'll be on iView. It'll be on iView now by the time we've released this. I am ringing out the best movies of the year with Jason DeRosso and Kate Jinks on The Mix. You can watch that. So it's me popping on my little critic hat and talking about some of the best flicks of the year.
Yeah, your critic hat. Is it still the Deadpool mask?
Honestly, it still is all these years later. So if you will see notable film critic Jason DeRosso and Kate Jinks, one of the greatest voices in Australian cinemas happening right now, and a fat guy wearing a Deadpool mask.
Someone who looks like Deadpool. Yeah,
talking about flicks.
Okay, great.
But guys, my little Christmas present that I want this year most from you guys is for you to give us 5 stars on iTunes. Mm. And in your 5-star review, leave us the name and title and concept for what you'd like our next super specific actor-based podcast to be. This one comes in from Dirty Dutchman. He says he wants Bronson versus Brosnan. Who's better, Charles Bronson or Pierce Brosnan? Jean-Claude Van Damme or Jean-Claude Van Damme got wood? Is Woody Allen horny?
Oh, my
Cruise
God.
Cruise control, sit back and enjoy the ride as we take a journey through the complete works on operating Theta Level 7 Tom Cruise. This podcast is a great time. Oh, man, he got heaps in there. There's more. Oh, my God. Especially the Hatbat episode. Oh, wait, he's just talking about us now. He said the next theme podcast should be Inside the Shakhtar Studio, which reviews the movies of NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal, in particular his magnum opus, Kazam.
Holy
So he's
crap.
Given us like 4 of them in there.
I'll tell you what.
And I read them all in one as one run-on sentence.
I want whatever that guy's smoking, you know what I mean? He seems a bit fucking weird. Those are all awesome.
Cruise control. I'll be honest, that was an idea that we did throw around.
Yeah, it was something we have kicked around. Maybe it's something that we'll see the light of day in the future.
Mm, but the Scientology thing did scare me off just then.
Yeah, you didn't want to get hounded out by the Scientologists.
No way. I'd rather do Shaq the Sitter get hounded out by Shaquille O'Neal. Guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the new year, baby.
It's Mike Check. It's Mike Check. The podcast by Mike Myers. And we're clear.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.